Okay, we're on. Okay, we are up to Taf Tezayin in Rosh Hashanah. And today, as I mentioned yesterday, there is you don't know what to say, what not to say. There's a tremendous amount of material. As we know, it's all about Inyani Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Teres Mei Tshuva. We'll try to cover as much as we can. Some of it will be what I'm sure many have heard before, and hopefully some will be new as well. One thought. I had a Rebbe. I might have mentioned this before. I had a Rebbe in high school, Rebbe Yitzchak Cohn, who used to say somebody once came to him after Yom Kippur. I mentioned this before, right? And he said, "How was your Yom Kippur?" So he says, "You can't ask me now how my Yom Kippur was. You have to ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. You have to see if it affected me. You have to see if I changed as a person." So now we get to spend the whole day on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Tshuva. So let's try to internalize it. Okay, says the Mishnah, Tezayin Amar Aleph. Barba prokam olam nidon, four times a year the world is judged. B'pesach al hatfua, Pesach on the grains, ba'atzeres al peres ilan, on Shavuos fruit, b'Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, kol ba'ei olam ovrin lefanav k'bnei maron, all people who pass through the world pass in front of Hashem like b'nei maron, like sheep. So that lashon will be explained on Shabbos. We don't do that today. And at Sukkot, the world is judged for water. And as we'll see in the Gemara, because of each of these judgments, we bring a carbon or do some type of avoda, k'neged, what is judged on that day. It's 2 points on the Mishnah. Number one, asks the Ran, on Daf Gimel in the Daf Arif, and that is, if people are judged on Rosh Hashanah, so what are the other judgments for? People are judged how much grain they're going to get. People are judged how much water they're going to get. So isn't the whole world nivra for people? So what exactly does it mean that there's a separate judgment for grain or for water or for fruit if the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah? So what exactly is the separate ones? So says the Ran, an important yisod, and that is on the other days, tefuah on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, how much tefuah there will be in the world. How much water on Sukkot there will be in the world. Then on Rosh Hashanah, we get our chelek. We get nigzar, how much of the world's portion we're going to get. But that is the Ran. How do you fit this Mishnah with the, how do you fit our judgment with the other judgment? And that is, depends on the world versus the chelek of the world's item that is in question. Part one. Then part two of the Ran we discussed already, the Ran of this Mishnah, and that is, why is Rosh Hashanah picked? Out of all the days that one could have picked, why is Rosh Hashanah picked as the Yom HaDin? So he goes into the Machlokas that we mentioned before, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua, according to the Manda Amar, that B'tishrei Nivra HaOlam, we understand why Rosh Hashanah is picked. Because that was the day that Adam Rishon was created, that was the day that Adam Rishon sinned, that was the day that he was judged. So because that was the Yom HaDin the first time in history, so too is the Yom HaDin forever in history. What about according to Rebbe Yeshua? Why was it picked according to Rebbe Yeshua that B'nisa Nivra HaOlam? So again, the Ran said, because that time period in history that was nikva for slichu b'chilu v'chapara. Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on Yom Kippur, according to whoever. Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to everybody, Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on Yom Kippur with the lucha shriyos that gave them kapara. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us that time period a little bit beforehand to be judged, so that by the time Yom Kippur comes, we can have our sins cleansed. So that is again a very important Ran, both the first half about how do the two judgments work, and the second half why is Rosh Hashanah picked. One other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Terei Avin on the Mishnah says, what does it mean that Pesach is Nidon al Hatfua? Which part of Pesach? Which part of Pesach? The first day Pesach, the last day Pesach, so it is unclear in the sources. And he says it can't be the first day, because it couldn't be the first, it can't be the last, it can't be. He goes through all the possibilities, but he ends up saying that he thinks that it's just like Aseres Yimei Teshuva. That the first day it is a Gzar Din, and then it's kind of held in abeyance until the end of Pesach. And the same thing with Sukkot, and he goes through why that is. But he thinks that's his suggestion, that it's similar to a, you have a Tluyin V'omdin, you have a hanging judgment throughout the Yantif. Okay, so that's the Ran, and that's the Turi Evan. Gemar. Hey Tvua, which grain is judged on Pesach? Ilei maha Tvua dekaima. If is it the Tvua that is standing? Kalhani, meaning the Tvua that's already grown on Pesach, is that the Tvua that is being judged on Pesach? Kalhani harpat koi de odu ala emas istun. But what about all the experiences that this grain has already gone through? It's already grown a lot, it's already been through a heavy winter. You know, when is it judged for that? So if it's only starting to be judged on Pesach, so what about the past? And it wasn't even in existence yet by the previous Pesach. So it wasn't the previous Pesach, so is it not judged for all those times? So the Gemara says, Ela tfuah de mizdara. You're right. So it means the tfuah that will be planted. That's what's talking about. That's what's judged on Pesach. Lameimer says the Gemara, is that to teach me the Chadina Mizdina? Is that to teach me that grain only has one judgment throughout the year? But for Hatanya, we have a Brisa that seems to say it has two. Tfua Shira Bakerio Ones. Tfua, that Ira Bakeri, right? Unusual lashon, but it's used for tfua. So what is Ira Bakeri? So on the side, and also Rashi says, Keri just means something happens to it, bidei shamayim. And ones seems to be something happens to it, bidei adam. So that's the lashon of Keri or ones. Either way, something happens to this tfua, some accident, kodem ha-pesach, if it happened before Pesach. Nidoris l'sha'avar, it must be that it was judged on the previous Pesach. La'achar ha-pesach, nidoris l'haba. If it happens right after Pesach, it must be that it was judged by Lahaba. That means the most recent Pesach. But you see then that Tfuah can be judged twice. 1 year, and if it's still around the following year, it's judged the following year. So you see, it's not just judged once. It seems to be judged twice. Similar to people. We know that we're judged every single year on Yom Kippur. So too, it seems like Tfuah is judged from the Brisa every single year, right? We know the Gemara, the end of Yuma, we had says that even averes that we did tshuva on the previous year, we still, according to certain Manta Amars, have to be chozer u'mizvada on the following year. So Amar Rava, you're right. Shema mina trade dine mizdaina. Really, there are two judgments that occur for tshuva, just like people. Amar Abaya, since that's true, Hilkach, therefore, ki chazi inich de mitzlach zara afla, if somebody sees that his late produce, his late grains are doing well, then he should think to himself, there was a good gzardin. This is a good and a successful time period to plant. So what should he do? Liktim belizra charfa. He should quickly plant the early crops from the next year. Why? Demati lemedayna kadam esalik. So before the next din, the next judgment time comes, it'll already be grown and have a good chance of growth. So once he sees things are going well, he should take it as a good sign, good mazel, and he should plant the next produce to get it all in the same time period. It's katsa, but you don't know what's katsa for the olam. Maybe there's a good. You have to do your ishtavlus. You have to do your ishtavlus in order to create the katsa for the olam.
You should be
complaining
through the streets that everyone should go.
Okay, so, yeah.
You're judged on your parnassah. How does that differ from the judgment of the tfuah itself?
Right. I start off with the Ran. The Ran speaks about how on Pesach the whole world gets a judgment, and then on Rosh Hashanah we get our chalak. What portion of the produce will be ours? But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little while. Mani Masdisa. So who was our Mishnah like? Our Mishnah, which says that there are four different judgment days for the world. Who is that like? Lo Rabbi Meir, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yosi, v'lo Rabbi Nasan. There are four other opinions in the Brisa. Neither of them fit to our Mishnah. So the answer is going to be there's a fifth one in another Brisa, as we'll see. Tetanya Hakol Nidonim Baruch Hashanah V'Gzar Din Shalahem Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that everybody is judged. Everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, meaning including Tfuah and Mayim and Peres Eilan. And the Chasimas Hadin is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaKol Nidonim Baruch Hashanah, V'Gzvar Vardin Shalahem Nechtam Kol Echad V'Echad Bezmano. Rabbi Yehuda says, everything is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, and Nechtam, that's what the Mishnah, the times for the Mishnah, is the Chasimas Hadin. Bismano, each one bismano. But Pesach ala tefua, the Pesach ala tefua, but Atzeres al Birs Eilan, b'chag nidonan ala mayim, v'adam nida the Rosh Hashanah, v'gzvar did shalom nechtam yom kippurim. So Rabbi Yehuda would fit in, as we'll see, if our Mishnah is talking about the Chasimas Adin, but we'll see it's not so clear. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So those Rabbi Yosi Omer, adam nidam b'chol yom. Rabbi Yosi says no, everybody's judged each day. Shenamar, not just on Rosh Hashanah, v'tif gedenu labakarim every morning. Rabbi Nasan Omer Adam Nidon Bakal Sha'a. Each minute a person is judged. Shenema Lira Ga'im Tifchanenu. So ask the Gemara that none of these opinions parallel and fit into our Mishnah. The Chitema La'olam Rabbi Yehuda Hi. And if you want to say maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that what? Rabbi Yehuda said that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzardin, the Chasimas Hadin, the final din is each of the days. The Chitani Masnisan Gzardin. And our Mishnah is referring to Gzardin, but there's still one problem. Mihachi Kashi Adam. So three out of four would fit in, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the fourth one wouldn't, because Rabbi Yehuda said that for people, right, what did he say? The people are judged on Rosh Hashanah, and Gzardin is on Yom Kippur. And if our Mishnah is talking all about Gzardins, so then our Mishnah says that the Gzardin for people is Rosh Hashanah, right? So that also doesn't fit in. As we'll get to Amud Beis, the three different Svarim that are open, but so we're still stuck. So Amar Rava, there's a fifth opinion. Hai Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael Hi. It's that opinion. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Barba Prakem Olam Nidon. Four times the world is judged. The Pesach Ala Tvua, Batzeres Al Peres Ilon, Bechag Nidon Al Amayim, Va'adam Nidon Barash Hashanah. And that's all what it says in the Mishnah. And now the Brisa just adds, "V'gzar din shalom nechtam yom kippurim v'chitani masizna tchilas din." And go back to what we thought before, that the Mishnah is talking about tchilas din, not gemar din. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chisda. We're going to start on the bottom. That's where the action is going to start. Amar Rav Chisda, my time under Rav Yossi. What's the reason for Rav Yossi? Why does Rav Yossi say that a person is judged each and every day? He asked the Gemara one second. What do you mean? What's the reason? He said his reason. It's based on a pasuk that we have a pekida. We are checked out by Hashem every morning. So the Gemara said, no, this is what I meant to ask. My time alo amar karabinasan. Once he says that you're basing on psukim, so why does he say each day based on his own pasuk? Why doesn't he say like rabinasan that it's each minute? Says the Gemara, no. Bechina iyune ba'almahi. He thinks that the verb bechina, right, tivchanenu, that just means looking into and analyzing, but not really giving a judgment. So he has the Gemara, pekida nami yuni ba'amahu, he, right, pekida also, the verb that he uses, is also just, how does that mean a specific Gemara did? So says the Gemara, you're right, it's really based on a different pasuk, that he learns that you're judged every day. Ella, amar af chizda, time of the Rabbi Yossi mehacha. La'asos bishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael, dvar yom, biyomo. Right, the mishpat is judged, the mishpat of his servant and of the nation Israel is done each and every day. Dvar yom, biyomo. Period. V'yam Rav Chisda adds a drasha that we had last week, which is based on the same pasuk that we just quoted. Melech v'tzibur, melech nichnas chilo ledin. A king and a tzibur, they're both waiting outside the court to get judged. The king goes first. Shene'amar, as it says, la'asos mishpat avdo, mishpat Amo Yisrael, and it says Avdo goes first, and the king is the servant of the Melech Malchei Hamalachim. My time, but why does the king go first? Two reasons. Ibayis Ema Lav Orech Ara Lomesev Malka Avrai. It's not proper to leave the king waiting outside. It's not covered. Ibayis Ema Mikami Delefesh Charanaf to prevent the anger of the judge with the capital J, because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu first takes everybody else before he gets the king who's going to give him Nachas Ruach, he's going to get so angry and in a bad mood. So that's why we want to give him somebody who's going to have a good judgment quickly. So then his Charanaf will be calmed. And it'll be better for everyone. Period. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Keman matzlinon ha'idna akatsire va'amariye. We daven today for the katsire umure. What are the katsire umure? Rashi quotes, for the sick, for the weak. So we daven for them. According to who are we davening? Says the Gemara, Keman Rabbi Yosef. It must be like without like Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef is the one that says we're judged every day. According to the other opinions, that judgment only happens at Rosh Hashanah, what's the point of davening today for them? Somebody's sick, why am I davening for them? Right? The Gzar did was already, whatever was going to happen was Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's judgment every day, so it makes sense to judge. So that is the first opinion of the Gemara.
We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi.
What?
We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, one second. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, but that is the good question. V'bayis Ema, this could be Tosa's question. V'bayis Ema, let's do the second answer. The Olam for Rabbanan, maybe it's even like the Rabbanan, Ukid the Rabbi Yitzchak. And like Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafet Sa'aka La'adam, Be'kodu Gzar Din Be'lach Gzar Din. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, that you're right, there was a Gzar Din, but you know what? You can change the Gzar Din. You know what? You can daven and change the Gzar Din.
So he's saying that the only reason to do it then is because that's the day, it's already laid out, it's Chatzim that day?
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's never that everything's constantly changing. It's a fluid din every day. So ask Tosfos, Yerasal Kaman, V'yim Tomar, according to the Rabbanan, how do you say Rafa'inu every day? Right, what's Shimon asking about? What does he say? Baruch Aleinu every day. If the din is already katsu from earlier, Tosfos says, V'yim Tomar, L'Rabbananami, Milo Maslinam Rafa'inu, Berachas Hashanim. So ask Tosfos. Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. And again, the Mefarshim, the Achronim talk about what the pshat is of this, but we'll just mention it. Rabbeinu Tam says there's a difference between getting sick and getting better. Says Tosfos, Chelo Yechle Vade Lo Maslinan, Elo L'Rabbi Yossi. When the Gemara means says to limit, and who do we judge every day for not to get sick? That's Rabbi Yossi, because the din of who's going to get sick and when they're going to get sick, that's Rosh Hashanah. So to daven for us not to get sick, that might be only according to Rabbi Yossi. Aval she yisrape maslinan alibet kuli alma de masayechla nigzar masi yisrapu lo nigzar. When a person gets sick, when a person is going to get sick, that's nigzar. How long a person is going to be sick for, getting better, that's not nigzar, that's open. And that's what we daven for, because that's gzar din, maybe it's based on a second step. And therefore, that is not nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. That's just about when the gzar din is going to stop. So Tosfos says that's what we daven for in Rifa'enu.
What's the svar for that?
What's the svar? The Achronim try to figure out a svar for it, but...
Right.
If it's a kapara, l'chor, it should be katsav. It should be katsav. But again, this is the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a lot of discussion trying to figure out why that is. Once there's a gzera, it sounds like, you have to do your part. Once there's a gzera, then you have to do your ishtalos and part to stop it. That's Tosfos' first answer. Then at the end, Tosfos says what maybe we were thinking, and that is, the Odi Shalom, our 5 lines for the bottom, the tefillah de rabim shiny, the gzar de nikra. Maybe gzar, the Gemara here don't talk about a yachid. Rabim, which the Gemara is going to talk about in a couple days, is not in this context, and we know that we daven in Lashon Rabim. So Lashon Rabim could change anything. So that's why Rifa'enu, you can even change not getting sick. Right? And that's what we generally assume hashkafically. Yeah, that's right.
That's
what you're going to say, that Lashon Rabim. Lashon Rabim, that's Tosfos' point. But again, okay, you got to think about what's the difference between Shelo Yechle and Shelo Yisrape.
But if that's true, then what's Yom Kippur?
So what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur might be, as you've mentioned in the past, more of not just a kapar, but of tahara. Kapara means just atoning and getting rid of the chiv that I have for my Avera. But getting back to the previous state that I was in, the Tara process, that's Rav Soloveitchik's words, Kapara Tara, that's something deeper, and that's something that Yom Kippur comes along and gives us.
So let me change the question. What's Rosh Hashanah?
What's Rosh Hashanah? That's the day that we have to try. Well, Rosh Hashanah is the day of the. Everybody agrees.
But if you're a rabbi, it's out the window.
You could change. You get a Gzar Din for a Yachid, but a rabbi has the power to daven and change the Gzar Din. Everybody gets a Gzar Din. But you have the power to change it. According to Rabbi Yossi, what's unique about Rosh Hashanah? So maybe we're judged more as a klal on Rosh Hashanah, and as klal Yisrael, not just as a prat that we're judged each and every day. But the Gemara, the second answer of the Gemara though was according to the Rabbah. Really, it's according to the Rabbanan, and even it sounds like tefillah can change after the Gzar Din. So just to mention here, I'll mention it again on Amud Beis, the question of the Sefer Yikarim. Yossi Valbo. Sefer Yikarim asks, how does tefillah work? Philosophical question. How does tefillah work? But Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have such a decree, then I have the decree. How can my tefillah change God? How can he change God? If I was supposed to have it, I was supposed to have it. If I wasn't supposed to have it, I'm not supposed to have it. How does it work? And if it works, how does God change? That's the question. He says that this question has driven people out of believing in God. He says this question has been a problem for many people throughout history, but he says that there's a simple answer. He says tefillah doesn't change God. Tefillah changes man. Man is a different person after they daven. After I go for a couple of hours without davening, and all of a sudden I say, Atachonin liodam das, Rafeinu Hashem v'dei Rafei, Re'eva anyenu v'lushalayim ircha, and I internalize those messages. That's what davening's about. Davening's about becoming a different person. So if I'm a different person after I daven, then the gzera was never on me now. It was only on previous me. But it's not on me now. I'm a different person. That's what davening's supposed to be. Like Rav Hirsch says that davening, the verb for davening is in the reflexive, lehis palel. Palel is to judge. Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayipalel Pinchas. Palel is to judge. Vayispalel is to self-judge. We self-judge ourselves every couple of hours each day to be able to make sure that I'm in the right mentality. I have the right mindset. And I should be a different person after I daven. That's what the Sefer Yikarim says. That's how tefillah works. So I'm a different person. So there's no kasha. You're not changing God. You're changing you. And once I change myself, so then the gzair was ever nigzar upon me. Yeah.
Why does one person's prayer help somebody else?
So that's a question beyond us. Why does sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu always answers us? Sometimes the answer is no, but that's a question beyond us for now. But it's a question that requires a separate shir. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, right? Rav Soloveitchik also said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shomea tefila. Doesn't always say he's an one tefila, but we call him a shomea tefila. He's always listening. Sometimes a parent says no. The worst is when a parent just ignores the child. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never ignores us. He's always listening, but sometimes the answer is no. We don't always understand it. But there are other ideas we could talk about, but in the future. Okay, let's continue. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma Omer Torah, Heviu Omer b'Pesach. Why do we bring the Karmen to Omer on the second day of Pesach out of grain? Mipnei Shah Pesach Zman Tvuahu, because Pesach is the time for Tvuah. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefanei Omer b'Pesach, Kadosh Shittis Baruch Lahem Tvuah Shebesados. What we are judged on, we bring a carbon out of what we are judged on. So we're judged on tfua, so we bring a carbon of tfua, so it should be a good simon for us. Why do you bring the shtei halechem out of wheat on Shavuos. Mipdei she'atzeres man peiros ha'ilan. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu avi lefanish she'alechem batzeres kedei she'yisbarach lan peiros ha'ilan. Okay, she'alechem. It says she'alechem here, even though it's not exactly peiros ha'ilan. Some say maybe bikurim would fit in better. Right, that's also peiros ha'ilan. But either way, you bring a carbon keneged the peiros. Why do we have nisach hamayim when it comes to sukkis? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu nisach lefanei mayim b'chag kedei she'yisbarach lechem gishmei shana. We pour water on the mizbeach so that we have it's a siman tov for rain. V'yemer lefanai. Let's stop here for a minute. The Rav Asher Weiss points out that the next line we don't have a parallel. Right, the first three I mentioned this in the drasha a couple of months ago, and that is by each yontif we are makriv something that has to do with what we're judged on that day. Pesach, tfua, and sukkis, water, and on Shavuos peiros ilan we can bring bikurim if it's a better. What about Rosh Hashanah? Why don't I bring a special carbon on Rosh Hashanah about what we're makriv? We ourselves are judged. So what do we? There's no special carbon on Rosh Hashanah besides regular musafin. So what's the answer? We're makriv ourselves. We're okayed ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. That's the carbon. We're makriv ourselves. And that's the hemshech of the Gemara now. It doesn't say it befeirish, but that's the hemshech of the Gemara. And then say in front of me, Rosh Hashanah, Malchi is Zechronos and Shofros. It doesn't say befeirish that. You know that this is the connection, but say in front of me, the Malchi is a chodesh and shofros, Malchios kadesha tablichuri aleichem, Malchios to make me your king, Zichronos kadesha yala zichronechem lefana latova, Zichronos to remember, to have your memory go in front of me for good. Obviously, not that Hashem needs to remember, but we should be influenced and our zchus should go in front of him. Uba meh, and with what? By shofar, with the shofar. The shofar is going to take up our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we'll talk about more in a second. One more line. V'yamar Rabbi Avahu, l'matokam b'shofar shal ayo. Why do we use an ayo? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikul l'fanei b'shofar shal ayo, kedei she'eskol l'chem akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Blow in front of me so I remember akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Interesting lashon. Dafka akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. Why just not akedas Yitzchak? That's what we call it. Because maybe it's trying to get Avram in. All the mafarshim that talk about why Dafka, it's the Nisayon of Yitzchak and not the Nisayon of Avraham and not Yitzchak. But maybe it's putting both of them into the phrase Yitzchak and Avraham. Umaalani aleichem kilo katem aspechem lefanai. And I'll consider it as if you were okayed yourselves. So that's what Rav Asher Weiss says. That's the hemshach to the previous words in the previous lines of the Gemara. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about our being okayed ourselves. The Akedah had nothing to do with an ayah, well, that was the sub.
So what's that?
So maybe that shows it. At the end, but every time we use Makrav the ayah, he says that this dam should be just like the dam of my son, and this hefshet should be just like the dam.
But that's not an Nisayon.
That's not an Nisayon?
What kind of
Nisayon is that? Probably the Bali Musa tried to talk about how it's as much of an Nisayon to stop doing, to pull the knife back, than to put the knife forward. But okay, but it's all connected. Okay, there is a very... it's a famous ritva. I'm going to make it famous right now on this daf. The ritva notes that, it sounds like from the Gemara, right, say in front of me, Malchi, Zechronos, and Shofros, based on Sukkim. We hold, says the ritva, that Malchi, Zechronos, and Shofros are Durabanan. Aren't they Durabanan? So the Gemara seems to say that it's a Remez, right? So it sounds like it's Durabanan. There is a Rashi Allah Torah that seems to say it's Daraisa. But everybody else, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, hold that saying Bircho, the Brachos, of Malchi, Zechronos, and Shofros are Durabanan. They asked the Ritva, how do you read this Gemara? It sounds like it's based on Psukim. So the Ritva says it's an Asmachta. Asmachta. The Gemara doesn't use that term, but it's an Asmachta. So here the Ritva says, let me tell you what an Asmachta is. There's Asmachta many times in Shas. What does it mean? Asmachta. It's hinted to. Says the Ritva, Shekol Mashi Yishlo Asmachta Min HaPasik. Whenever there's an Asmachta, Heyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi La'asos Kein. Really, Hashem is hinting, this is what I appreciate. This is what I want you to do. El shalo kabu chova u'masru l'chachamim. He just didn't obligate it. And he let the rabbis do it. V'zed davar bar v'emes. Know this, says the Ritva. V'lo kedivrei ha'mefarshim o'asmachtos shuka derech simen. Don't say it's like, it's just a simen that the rabbis failed, a tiny little hint of the Torah, whatever they could hang their halacha on. He says, V'lo shekavadas haTorah lakach. They say, the Torah didn't really mean it, it's just working backwards. They're fitting it back in. V'chas v'shalom yishtaka hadavar v'lo yomar. Shezu das minus. He says, that's heresy. Aval haTorah he'ira b'kach u'masra ha'chiv l'chachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the authority and the ability of the Chachamim to make certain rules of their own. He wanted to give them certain autonomy in order to have koach of yitzira in halacha. But every time there's an asmach that says a ritva, it means that the Torah really meant this, but it left over the place for the rabbis to do it. That's why the Gemara tries to do it all the time. Why are we interested in finding a hint of the Torah? Because the Rabbanan are really telling me this is what the Torah really meant. And really, it might be a dinder Rabbanan in Achinami. But it's really, this is what the Torah, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. The kol shetorah shebal peh v'rumuzeh b'torah shebechzav, shi tamima v'chas v'sarim shi chaser klum. Chas v'shalom is missing anything. That is the ritva on asmachta on this Gemara. Also related to this Gemara is a shir that we touched on in the past. I don't know if I gave it fully this year. And that is, here it says, everything is going to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus HaZachronos, through the shofar. Shofar as a form of tefillah. There are many rayas that the shofar is not just a ma'isa mitzvah like other mitzvahs, but that blowing shofar is itself a form of tefillah, is just a tefillah without words. The fact that we blow shofar during Shmoneh Esrei, we don't eat matzah during Shmoneh Esrei, we don't shake a lulav during Shmoneh Esrei, right? That itself already shows us. We say, mazin tekiyaseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens and maven. Maven umazin, right? He understands. What do you mean he understands? Not because the tekiyah is a shofar without words. Again, many other rayas to this as well. The shofar should be bent, Rashi says, because we're bent in davening, so the shofar should be bent. Just one of the ideas about why we use a shofar without words on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that maybe it's because that we never know exactly. Again, there are a number of ideas, but one idea that we mentioned from that shiur is that, you know, a lot of times we daven and we don't always know what's good for us. We daven what we think is best for us. But, you know, sometimes we might be davening for something. I want this job, this is going to be the ultimate. Really, it's not good for me. But I want this promotion, I want this. But we don't know. So every day of the year we daven, we do our best. But on Rosh Hashanah, we daven. But then, you know, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fill in the blank. We blow. We daven. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Rosh Hashanah. The first day of the year, it's very, stakes are high. So you blow shofar, it's tefillah without words. You know, you fill in the blanks. So Rav Soloveitchik even writes, Rav Shechter quotes this in Mipnini Harav. Rav Soloveitchik said, you don't know how much I daven that I wouldn't have to leave Europe. And I wouldn't have to run away from the yeshiva. He says, you don't know how much I used to daven. And Baruch Hashem didn't listen to me. That's what he writes. He says, you don't, well, that's when he said this verse, that's what he said over. So again, that's, you know, we daven what we think we're supposed to be davening, but we always have to remember, maybe in Shomei Tefillah, Hashem, you always know what's best for us, so you fill in the blank. So on Rosh Hashanah, we have a separate part of kind of tefillah to fill that in. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, second to last line. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokah Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean, Lama Tokah? Rachman Amritiko, the Torah says to blow shofar. So Ella Lama Mirian. No, why do we blow truas on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara Mirian. Rachman Amr Zichron Trua. It also uses the Lashon of Trua. Zichron Trua. So Ella, no, this is the question. Emma Lama Tokin Umirian Kishen Yoshvin. V'Tokin Mirian Kishen Omdim. Why do we blow two sets? Why do we blow what we call Tkiyas Demiyushav and Tkiyas Demumad? We blow so many Tkiyas, so many. Right, we know that really Me'ikar Hadin, what's the minimum that we're supposed to blow? Nine is the smallest amount, because it says the word Trua in the Torah three times, putting together Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and we have a Masorah that is a Tekiah before and after, so we have to have three Truas, Tekiah before and after. So nine sounds we need, but the problem is we don't know what the word Trua means. Does the word Trua mean what we call Trua? Does it mean what we call Shvarim? Does it mean what we call Shvarim Trua? So we have to do all of them each three times, preceded and followed by a Tekiah. So you put all that together, that's 30. That's why the minimum amount, if you go to a hospital, you blow shofar for them, they blow 30. Fine. But, as the Gemara here says, our minhag is to blow more than 30. We go all the way up to 100. But first it starts off with another 30, because we have Meyusha before Musaf, and then 30 during Shmoneh Esrei, and maybe another 30 during the silent Shmoneh Esrei. If you're one Nusach and the other Nusach is all after Shmoneh Esrei, either way we blow up a couple times. So they ask the Gemara, why do we blow so many times? Why not just 30? Says the Gemara, Kadela Arbeif HaSatan, to confuse the Satan. Confuse the Satan. What does that mean? Rashi says on top, because the Satan's going to see us how much we love mitzvahs, chibuv ha-mitzvos, so his mouth is going to be closed up. That's what it means. He's going to be, arbeif. He's not going to have anything to say. A. B. Tosfos says, the quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, no. He's going to hear more shofar. He's going to think the Geula is coming. And he knows when Mashiach comes, he's not going to have a job anymore. So he's going to say, oy vey, it's the Geula. They're blowing again. It's kapa shofar gadol. Oy. I don't know what I'm going to do. He's going to be all nervous. That's what Tosfos says in Tosfos Yerubaskel Kidei. Right? So his question was, Irbuv Hasatan is. The top Tosfos, though, talks about another important sugya. Again, each of these we could spend hours on. Top Tosfos says, why isn't there an Isser of Bal Tosef? Why isn't there an Isser of Bal Tosef when it comes to all these shofars? There's an Isser d'Oraisa to add on to the Torah. Either adding on within a mitzvah or adding on making up your own mitzvah. That's a discussion between Rashi and the Ramban al Torah, which we had in previous shiurim. But ask the, why are we blowing so much? There's a mitzvah to blow shofar. As we said, 30 is the minimum. So how can you blow more? Ask Tosfos. So says Tosfos, an important yisod. Every Rishon gives an answer here. It's an important yisod in Bal Tosef. So Tosfos on the third line, skinny line, V'yish Lomar, De'ein Shayach Bal Tosef, Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Achaz Beis Pa'amim. Says Tosfos, doing a mitzvah twice is never Bal Tosef. That's the Chiddush. Kigon, and Tosfos says, just like Berchas Kohanim. Kohen Kedusha 10 times. That's not Bal Tosef. Just like Shaking a Lulav. Shake a Lulav 10 times. There's no Bal Tosef. So Tosef comes. I heard him talk about whether these are all good examples, but either way, Tosfos says that's the yisod. There's never an Isser about Tosef doing a mitzvah twice. Yeah.
Is more kolos doing a mitzvah more than once, or is it like adding on?
So is more kolos like adding on an extra tzitzit? There's no new chafzah mitzvah. So Tosfos is assuming it's like doing a mitzvah twice. Number one. Number two, the Rashba here on this Gemara says a different answer. The Rashba says, that there is no Isser about Tosef by Tekanas Derabanan. When the Rabbanan enact something to be mosif, to inspire me more, for whatever reason, says the Rashba, so therefore there is no Bal Tosef, mitzvah l'shmo l'divrei chachamim. That is number two. A third answer, and this is something that we mentioned a little bit in a shir a couple of months ago, and that is based on an etziv shot of the Ramban. What's the tzitzit of the Ramban? The Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas in Daf Yudalin relates a little bit to Chanukah. The Gemara in Brachas says, "B'Hallel u'B'Megillah." What day is Rosh Chodesh anyway? Ma'usha Yafsik. Are you allowed to be mafsik in Hallel and Megillah? You're allowed to be mafsik for a certain reason in Hallel and in Kriyas and Megillah. So the Gemara's lashon is Amrinan Kal V'Chomer. Maybe you should say a Kal V'Chomer. Kriyashma Da'oraisa Poseg. If in Kriyashma, which is Da'oraisa, you can be Poseg. Hallel Drabanan, me boy. Surely Hallel, which is Drabanan. Or do you say Persuminisa Adif? Or do you say no, Persuminisa is greater and therefore the Megillah is on a higher level? But the language of the first side of the Abaye is, if in Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, you can be Poseg, surely in Hallel. Asks the Veltz on the Ramban. There are four Shitos, what part of Kriyashma is Daraisa? You got four opinions. You got the first Pasik, the first Parsha, the second Parsha, the third Parsha. Everyone. So the Ramban is the Shita that holds only the first Pasik is Daraisa. Rashi holds also the first Parsha. It's the first Rashi in Shas. The beginning of that. Tosfos holds the first two, and the Rambam holds all three. So the Ramban says the first pasuk. So ask the Mefarshim, how does the Ramban read this Gemara? What does the Gemara say? If in Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, you can be posek. What do you mean? According to the Ramban, only the first pasuk is Daraisa. And you can't be posek in the first pasuk. So how does the Ramban read the Gemara? So different answers given. Says the Netziv. You know what the answer is? Whenever the Torah gives a minimum shear for a mitzvah, but Chazal were mosif to that mitzvah, that's not new. The mitzvah becomes expanded. The kiyum ha-mitzvah now includes everything. So according to the Ramban, in Achinami, the minimum shir of Kriyashma Daraisa is the first pasuk. But once Chazal said the first parsha, the second parsha, they say this also, then the whole thing becomes a kiyum Daraisa of Kriyashma. The kiyum, even though the chiv is only the first pasuk. So once it's a kiyum Daraisa, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about post-taking Kriyashma Daraisa, because the rest also becomes Daraisa. Whenever Chazal add on, and your mosif, excuse me, to the shear of the Torah. Hey, so that applies in many different areas. They quote this as if. Talmud Torah, there's a minimum requirement of Talmud Torah, right? So what, when I learn all day after that is only Drabanan? No, everything I learn is a Kiyam Daraisa of Talmud Torah. It applies to Achilas Matzah. This is what we spoke about in Shabbos HaGadol. Even though I eat the first Kezayis, there are some Rishonim that say that the Iker Matzah is Afikomen. The whole thing is Mitzurif. So the same thing can be said here. And that is, once Chazal enacted to add on Kolos, it's all one mitzvah. It's not Bal Tosef. It's all one expanded Kiyam HaMitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. Okay, but that's an important Netziv, but it has relates to this Bal Tosef. I have to find the Nesiv. But it's but that Gemara Brachas Yudala, that's where it's quoted, that Nesiv. Yeah. I think it's on the Shilta somewhere. Somebody has a suffix where they said the third Parsha. Well, the third Parsha is the Chir Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's the Arise of her separate. Second Parsha. Okay. So the second Parsha is a suffix. Good question. Sorry, the Arise of the Rabbanan. But according to the Ramban only. Because we're machmer, like, let's say the Rambam says all three. So, but it's not, it's Kikori Batorah, even if you say it again. It's not a Bracha. Right? So it's no harm to say it again. Okay, let's continue. Unless it's Tisha B'Av, that's the machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Reb Chaim, where you should say Kriya Shema when you put your tefillin on Tisha B'Av afternoon. So some say, why not? No, why not? Why? Kakori Batori, not allowed to learn Torah today. Right, so that's why it's, so that's the machlokes. Okay, second line. V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Shana She'in Token La B'Tchilasa, Mariyan La B'Sofa. Any year that you don't blow shofar in its beginning, so then you're going to Mariyan Lo, you're going to blow truas, meaning you're going to have fast days, says the Ritva, at the end. You're going to blow truas, and it's going to not be good at the end. Tosva says, not including Shabbos, if Shabbos is the first day. That's what Tosfos here says. Obviously, Shabbos, we're not allowed to blow. The Rabbanan said, so we're not including that. But if for some other reason you don't blow shofar, then it's a simin ra. My time, delo er beiv sata, because the satan didn't get confused, and therefore he's going to prosecute. Again, there's more to say about er beiv satan, but we'll leave it for another day. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, there is certain historical, right, the years that Shabbos was Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. So I don't like to accept, we can't accept it. Tosa says we can't accept that. The Rabbanan tells us not to blow shofar, we don't blow shofar. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sherasha B'Tchilasa Misasheres B'Sofa. Any year that Russia, that is poor at the beginning, right, which Rashi says, that Israel acts poor, and they lower themselves, so then they get rich at the end, meaning it's a great year. Shenemar Meireshes Hashanah, and Yidarshan Meireshes Hashksiv, V'Anacharis Sofa Sheish La Acharis. Period. A person is only judged according to the actions of that moment. Shneamar, famous pasuk, Kisham Elokim Elokol Hanar Basher Husham. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hears the sounds of Yishmael crying at that spot, right, the laning of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Basher Husham, right, and that's what one of the reasons we lane that, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu judges us where we are, even though we might not be perfect going in. But as the Rambam says, Yodea Talumos, he knows that we're really going to try our best. We're really going to try our best to not fall back to what we have done before. So many of the Mefarshim deal with how does this shtim, how does this fit in with Ben Sora Amore? Right, Ben Sora Amore is Nidon Hashem Sofo, the rebellious son. He's judged based on what he's going to become, so if we kill him now. So what about Bashar Husham? So many of the Mefarshim deal with this problem. The Marsha here asks the question, and he says, maybe the difference is by Yishmael himself, it wasn't so bad. It was his kids that were bad. So maybe when it's he himself, then Bashar Husham. But when it's the child himself that is going to turn out bad, then it's Nidal Hashem Sofo. Bashenki, if it's the other children, so then maybe it's Bashar Husham. That's one. But yeah. Right, so that's a different vart. Another idea, the Taz, in his commentary on the Chumash and Kisesi, the Divrei David, says that maybe the difference is because Betzor Amor, he's already going in that direction. Right, he's already heading. Look what he's eating, all this meat and drinking all this wine and not listening to his parents. So you can already see. So it's already on that. He's already a muchzak that he's going to do that behavior. Again, Ben Sora Mora itself is a chiddush. One opinion, the Gemara says, lohayav lo nivra, it never happened. It's just drosh v'kabel schar. But either way, the Mefarshim talk about how Bashar Husham could be put together with Ben Sora Mora. So those are just two answers. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, gimel dvar and maskir navadoso shel adam. Three things are mazkir, the sins of a person. Meaning there are three actions or situations where we have to be careful. Elohein, kir natui, a leaning wall. If we put ourselves into a dangerous situation, then Rashi here explains, Hashem has to figure out, are we worthy of a nes being done to us? So we shouldn't put ourselves into dangerous situations. The iyun tfila, which Rashi says, you expect your tfila to be heard and to be listened to. You're very confident that, you know, I deserve it. Umoser din al chaveru. We'll get back to that in a second. And also, if you're moser din al chaveru, if you dafka say, Hashem, you better take care of that guy. Right, Hashem, you judge that guy. No, we should take care of ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge everybody. We don't have to worry about anybody else. Damar Rebbe Chanan, kol moser din al chaveru, hunen ashchila. Whoever worries about others, they are punished first. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, difficult example here. Vatomar Sarai al Avram Chamasi Alecha. Well, Sarai gets upset at Avraham about Hagar, Viksiv, and it says, Vayava Avram Lispo the Sarai Velefkosa. Somehow that connected to Sarah's dying before Avraham. The Medrash said that she was supposed to live as long as Avraham and she died earlier. Somehow connected to this. What exactly was the problem? Some of Farshim say it was the fact that she threw Hagar out. The Ramban al Torah says that caused later Sarai's for Klal Yisrael. But that's the idea of Moser Din al Chaveru, period. It's an important ritva here. The ritva here says, which Tosfos says in other places. Tosfos doesn't say the full points here. And that is, Iyun Tfila sometimes we have as a good thing. Right? Iyun Tfila. Right? We say in Elu Dvarim every morning. Right? So what does it mean, Ian Tefillah here is a bad thing? So the Ritva says, three types. Not Tzvei Dinim, Shlosh Dinim of Ian Tefillah. What are Ian Tefillah? He says, there's a very good Ian Tefillah. Let me find it here. He says, V'tizav tozav the Ian Tefillah washen echad mischalak l'shloshen yonim. There's an Ian Tefillah that's a midah meguna ma'od. That's this Gemara. That you daven and we think that Hashem, I deserve this. I deserve this and I expect this to be fulfilled. We could try our best. But every time we get a matana from Hashem, we should know it's a matana. Number one, the Ian Tefillah that we expect everything to happen good for us. And what we want, that's a bad type of Ian Tefillah. And then there's a great Ian Tefillah. That's sitting and analyzing davening. Before davening. As Rav Pinkus always says. The time to study davening is not during Chazaras HaShatz. So take time outside of our day and learn about davening. So when we daven, actually, we could appreciate it. And then he says a third type of Ian Tefillah, it's just unbelievable. Lashon Sagi Nahar. It's just the opposite. We have another power of neutral Ian Tefillah. There's an Ian Tefillah where the Gemara says that nobody is saved from Ian Tefillah every day. So what does that mean? People are, if we don't have kavan, it's called Ian Tefillah. And that's what it says in Baba Basra, that Ein Adam Nitzo B'chol Yom from Ian Tefillah. And listen to this line, the Ritva says, She'i Efshar Lo La'adam Shalo Yaharher B'dvarim B'talim B'shas HaTefillah. It's impossible for us to have a Tefillah that we don't have kavana, that we have kavana the whole time. It's impossible, says the Ritva. E'efshar. Gives us a little nechama. Again, his level of non-kavana, I'm sure it was a little different. Right? Rav Soloveitchik once said that he couldn't understand the halachas in Shulchan Aruch about forgetting, did you save it Saint Talamata, or you forget Yalav Yavo, this and that. He couldn't understand it. Like, how, if you just spoke to somebody 2 minutes ago, do you forget what you just said? You just spoke to them 2 minutes ago. How can you forget? So how do you not remember whether you said Barad Agosh, Marashav or Barad Agoshem? So that was his ha'ara, but obviously Shulchan Aruch was a realist. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So obviously, Shulchan Aruch felt like the Ritva. But that is three types of Iyun Tefillah. Okay, B'yam Rabbi Yitzchak. Da'al Dvar Makar and Gzardin Shal Adam. Four things rip up a Gzardin of a person. Ve'elohein. Tzedakah Tza'aka Shini Hashem V'Shini Maisa. Tzedakah, Tefillah, changing one's name and changing one's actions. Tzedakah D'chsev U'Tzedakah Tachat Mimavetz. Tzedakah, how do you see that each of these change the Gzardin? Tzedakah, because it said Tzedakah saves from death. Tza'aka D'chsev V'Yitzaku Al Hashem V'Asal Lahem U'Mimtzuko Sehem Yotziyem. Shidi Hashem Bechsiv Sarai Shekholo Tikwa Shma Sarai Kisara Shma. Once Sarai's name was changed, and then Bechsiv Verachtig Osa Vagam Nasati Mimena Lochbein. Shidi Maisa Dechsiv Vayar Lokim Es Maasehem. Hashem saw the actions of Ninveh. Vixiv Vayinachem Lokim El Hara'ah Asher Dibra Lachem Velo Asa. And he saw that he changed his mind, Kaviyachol, and he didn't bring the destruction because they changed their actions. V'yesh Omrim, we'll come back to these in a minute, let's just finish. V'yesh Omrim, Avshini Makom, Dechsev, V'yomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. It says, Hashem does Avram leave your land, V'hadev Eschalog HaGadol. So you see, Shini Makom also changes, because once he left, then he became a great nation. V'idach, the first opinion though doesn't count, this why, Ha'hu Schus Eretz Yisrael Hu Dahanyulei. Because that wasn't leaving a land, that was just the schus of coming to Eretz Yisrael. So what are these things? So I think I once gave a share a couple years ago, but all four of these might have at root the same idea, and that is changing who we are. All four of these. We mentioned the Sefer Ikarim before. Tefillah changes who we are. Shini Hashem, the Ran on this Gemara says, what does it mean, Shini Hashem? You get a new name, and therefore you're a different person. By the way, in Yerodea, this is the source for changing a person's name when they're sick. This Gemara is the source of that. But says the Ran, what do you mean in terms of tshuva? I'm a different person? The Ran says, no, it's supposed to encourage me to become a different person. I should look at myself as if I'm a different person. Shinui Maisa, what does Shinui Maisa mean? Rashi says here, Shav me raso. Stop doing bad things. Answer Ritva and Rashi. Of course you stop doing bad things. You need the Gemara to tell me that. That's a way that changes the Gzar Din. Says the Ritva, no, it means even stopping gray area things. Dvarim shel rishus. Means changing who we are. That's what Shinui Maisa is. And finally, Tzedakah, there are, the Sefer HaChinuch, in his Mitzvah Tzedakah says that giving Tzedakah is not just about giving, but it's about becoming givers. So all four of these might be not four different ways to change the Gzar Din, but it might be four ways to achieve the same result of changing who we are, and in that way, changing the Gzar Din. Okay, B'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, third wide line. I'm telling you, it's not fair to do the daf today. Okay. Says the Gemara, let's remember in the middle of Yevamos, you know, let's save some of this. As Hashem, every day, every daf will be great, but just let's remember, commitment means that you're committed when it's delicious and tasty, and we're committed when it's not as delicious and it's a little more difficult and struggling, but we have to remember that the commitment to Talmud Torah is every day of our life. Yesterday. yesterday was you have to just sometimes you just have to scratch the surface a little bit. Here you hear that it's popping out of the surface. A person has a chiyuv to greet his Rebbe every yontif. As it says by the Isha Shunamis, her husband says to her after the boy died, why are you going to the Isha Lokim today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Mashma, that if it had been Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, that you should go. All the Mefarshim talk about, how do you prove from here about Yontif? If he says it's not Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, look in the Pnei Yeshua here, look in the Maritz Chayis here, the Nodabi Yehuda. Again, although we don't have time, but that's all the Mefarshim talk about it. A person is a chiyuv to purify themselves, right? To go to the mikvah, to make themselves tahar, beregel. On the regel, maybe before the regel, shenemar ubinevlasam lo sigo. As it says, you shall not touch nevela, which is tame. So what does that mean? Tani nami hachi. Let's expand on it. You can't touch nevela. You might think that in general, all year, Jews, B'nai Yisrael, are not allowed to touch nevela. Tabalomar, but it says, Emor lakonim b'nei Aaron. The hilchas tum v'taro will give in to the kohanim. B'nei Aaron musaron, b'nei Yisrael ain't musaron. Only kohanim are musaron tumma, not b'nei Yisrael. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer, and it's a kal v'chomer. Umatum achamura, kohanim musaron. If on tumas mace, kohanim are musaron, Yisrael ain't musaron. If Yisraelim are allowed to become tummy mace, tumma kala kol shekain. So surely tumma kala, it should be allowed. By nevela, elamata v'lomar b'nei losim losiko. So what does the pasuk mean that we can't touch nevela? B'regel. That's the makar that B'nai Yisrael have to, even Yisraelim, have to be tahar on regel. Amar Rav Chris B'dayim Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha svarim niftachim b'Rosh Hashanah. Three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. We'll say this Gemara today, and then we'll go into it tomorrow. So let's at least say the Gemara today. Come on time tomorrow, first five minutes, we're going to talk all about this line. Three books are open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishon Gemurim, Echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, the Echad shel Beinoniim, right? Rishon, Tzadikim, Beinoniim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtam La'alter. L'chayim, Tzadikim are finished on Rosh Hashanah L'chayim. Rishon Gemurim, Nechtam La'alter L'misa. The Rachman al-Islam the other way. Beinoniim, Tzuliim, Va'omdim, Beinoniim are hanging, Merashan ad Yom Kippurim. They are in limbo. Zachu Nechtam L'chayim, Lo Zachu Nechtam L'misa. They merit, then Yom Kippur, they go to life, and if not, they go to death. Mefarshim point out, why don't you just have two books then? Right, because I'm Yom Kippur, when they go into one of the two books, so you need a whole book for just 10 days. Okay, we'll talk more about tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Avin, my kra, what's the psukim that allude to three books? Yimachu misefer Chayim, v'im sadikim al yikasevu. Yimachu misefer zesifer shol Rishon Gemurim. Chayim zesifer shol sadikim, v'im sadikim al yikasevu zesifer shebononiim. So it's a reference to three books. Rabbi Nachman Yisrael Amar Mehacha, v'im ayim mechenim sifer chasher kasavta mechenina zesifer shol Rishayim misifer chazal sifer shol sadikim asher kasavta zesifer Sifron Shel Beinoniim. Just to leave you off with the graphic and scary altar of Nevardik, I don't get to say so many, so leave you off. What is the language of Tluyim Va'omdim? Very unusual Lashon. Hanging and standing. Tluyim Va'omdim. Says the altar of Nevardik. Chaman Islan, Aseres Yimitshuva. Somebody has a noose around their head and they're standing on a stool. Tluyim Va'omdim. That's Aseres Yimitshuva. And we have to know exactly what's going to happen in Yom Kippur. Be'ezus Hashem, the noose comes off. Tzluyim ve'omdim. But that's what we have to think of ourselves during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We have to think of ourselves very serious. We have to take upon ourselves chumras and Pas Yisrael and all the chumras of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because it's a very serious time period and everything is on the line. That's the Atar of Nevardik, Tzluyim ve'omdim. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we talk more about these three books. And Be'ezus Hashem, we continue. Today's Shir, Agun Chodesh, Agun Chanukah. Today's shiur was the Zechanishmas Elazar Ben Yisachar Dov, sponsored by the Khan family.